Okay, good evening, everyone. We're working on the Netziv regarding honoring your parents. As I guess an introduction to this story, there are many discussions in my household with respect to eating fruits and vegetables. I have children who are amenable to it and children who are much less amenable to it, and I have one particular child who is almost antagonistic to it. And this child and I have plenty of conversations about how he needs to eat his fruits and vegetables. And he says, you know, you don't have to be so crazy and eat all of this stuff. And I say, that's true, but I want to live a long life. I want to know your grandchildren. And in a moment of desperation, one point in time, in a moment of frustration, he turns to me and says, Abba, you and I both know that eating fruits and vegetables are not really going to lengthen your life. If you want to lengthen your life, go do Kibud Horim or go do Shiluach HaKein. That's what he said to me. So I think it was a nachas moment. Of course, the inner dialogue in my head was, why don't you try Kibud Horim a little bit? But nevertheless, the question of the Arichus Yamim that is offered to a person who does Kibud Horim is worth further investigation. In Parshas Yisro, we have Kabedas Avicha Vesimecha, on your father and your mother, Laman Ya'arichu Yamecha, Al Ha'adamo Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosein Lach, so that you will have length of days on the land that Hashem, your God, is giving you. Notably, the second time the Aseres Adibros come around, we have Kavedas Avicha Vesimecha, Kashir Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. So the second time it says, like Hashem had commanded. That doesn't say in the first time. Laman Yarichun Yamecha, so you will have length of days. And an additional point, Laman Yitav Lach, and it will be good for you, Allah Mashir Hashem Elokecha Nosem Lach, and the land that Hashem will give you. So the questions that we're going to address tonight, to the best of our abilities, hopefully, are one, what is the connection between the mitzvah itself and the adoma, the land, that is mentioned in both instances? And two, what is up with the shinui lashon, the difference in the land, why we have laman yarichun yamecha in one and laman yarichun yamecha laman yitav lach in the other? Why is there a shinui, a change in between the expression in those two? Okay. So the Netziv on our parsha says that we're supposed to be learning something which he says in Ikur Godol. Says Hayab Mashma Dzeh Yuda Al Arichus Yamim. It would be apparent that the reward of long life, Eino Ela Ba'adama Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosin Lach, it would only be in Eretz Yisrael. Hainu Eretz Yisrael. V'hare Hachi Isa B'brachos. There's actually a chazal for that. L'inyin Skar Talmud Torah Damalei would be Yochanan. Ikasabe B'vavol Tamav Arman Laman Yirbu Yameichem. Al Adam Aksif. It says there, we have Yehudei Brachos that might only be in Eretz Yisrael. V'hachanami, you could say here too, with respect to Kibud Horim, B'yud Skar Kibud Ava'im, you could say, in our case, of the rewards for honoring one's parents, aval im lo kein, shari gam b'shiluach hakein tekil. But you know what? With respect to shiluach hakein, sending away the mother bird, that is kil, it's less severe or less significant, a lighter ruling. Ve'ena ki'in mitzvah shebein adam l'shamayim. That's a bein adam l'makom thing. Niko makom k'siv stam v'arachta yamim. There it just says, you get a richus yamim. Demashma'o afilu b'chul. It doesn't say al adamo. It says it could even be in chutzala aretz, in the diaspora. Right? Niko shekein kibur ave'ein. Shulchomer mitzvah sichlis. You could say that with respect to kibur ave'ein, which is intuitive, and it's chamor because it's, I don't want to say it's bein alon lachavero, but it's in the world. It's creating human benefit, maybe, or so you would think. V'arei b'firshkanan shalei maseches chulin zeh kavachomer. You say kavachomer ma mitzvah shiki isar. And it says leman yitavlach. Kavachomer la mitzvah chamura shebetera. Leman yitavlach. It says for a mitzvah kala. So what about a mitzvah chamura? Pirsh shiluach hakein biarnu. Od Yoser Alpi Mishnah Kiddushin Shalamanu Schar Kol Mitzvah Shabbatera Mishiluach Hakein. We learn everything for Kibud Avim. We learn, the Chazal tell us that we learn about all mitzvahs in the Torah, even for little things, right? We learn the Schar for all mitzvahs. So V'im Kain, now having this set up, Yesh Lahavin, we want to understand Hadich Siv Al Ha'adamo. Why does it say on the land? Ela ba amikra bazel amdenu ikur gadol. Now we're going to get to the ikur gadol, the great idea that Netziv is proffering. Tekvar kasav Ramban Parshas told us for komakom shebetora u mitzvoseha afagav the mitzvos angel chulos baris noagas afilu bechul. Even though we have certain mitzvos, we have many mitzvos that are not classic mitzvos tluyos baritz, and they are followed even in the diaspora. Mikol makom, miyuchados hema yoser be'eretz Yisrael. They are more miyuchad, they're more special, more suitable, more connected, more supercharged in Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein nikras Torahs Elokei ha'aretz. That's why we call it Torah, the Torah of the God of the land. We would say also the rewards, afagav sheyeshnam b'chul, even though you get rewards for mitzvos in chutzala aretz, in the diaspora, mikol makom, yoser mishamshim umagim be'eretz Yisrael. There's more significance to mitzvos that are done in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. No problem. That would be kind of where your mind would go with this. That's why it says, Laman yurichu yamecha ala lama. Fine. No problem. Miata, haisa hadasno senes shezeh haklal, eino ela shebein adam, b'mitzvah shebein adam l'shamayim. You would think maybe that the connection, the nexus to Eretz Yisrael, would only be in Bein Adam L'Makom matters. Vein Das Enoshi No Sin Aleh. And it's not with respect to just creating societies, creating a social structure, creating a Toradic social structure. Who Shehasvara No Sin Sheikar Schara Miyuchad Be'eretz Yisrael. That would be where you would expect that the reward would be special in Eretz Yisrael. Masha Ein Kein Kibud Av Ein. Not so for honoring one's parents. Why? Shudas enoshi baza. Honoring your parents, that is highly intuitive. Right? Ein svar lachalek ben eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. Honoring your parents is honoring your parents is honoring your parents. Bechol makom, wherever you are, no matter what. Mishum hachik siv b'mitzvah zo shal kibud av ha'em gam kein al adama. That's why it has to say the land. L'lamdenu the achar shehi mitzvah sase k'su b'terah. Sent it to mitzvah that's written in the Torah. Harei k'chol chukei Torah shein b'yam tam v'seich l'noshi. I'm going to actually say that this is like all Torah mitzvos that have no reason and are not a straight line logical matter. Meaning to say, for such a logical mitzvah, I have to throw a wrench into that mitzvah so as to indicate to the sophisticated onlooker that not everything is as obvious as they seem. What's the greatest danger you have to, you know, being excited about mitzvahs? Just your own svar, right? You start chapin as far. You start saying, I'm going to create my own world of logical inference because this makes sense. Says the Netziv, stop. Stop right there. Before you go any further, let's take something which your mind would take you to directly and tell you the Borei Olam has inserted a confounding factor to indicate to you, notwithstanding the fact that there are things to learn from mitzvos, and notwithstanding the fact that your intellect is there for you to gain all the seichel you can from the Torah, and notwithstanding the fact that the seichel is the benchmark of humanity, despite all of that, you're a soldier. And a soldier doesn't ask why. When they get told to jump, they just say how high. They just jump. And says the Netziv in his Harchav Dover, the bottom of the page, Mikan Mevur, and here we learn, Shekoma Shalomdim Inyanei Musarim V'Hanhagos Mikufei Mitzvah Satara Alpitame Mitzvos. In any instance where we are learning things from the Torah through the endeavor of Tamei Mitzvos. Tamei Mitzvos is assigning certain meaning and or benefit to proper mitzvah observance. Shehotziu Rabboseinu Einu Ela K'inyan D'Kedichziv Melfanav Mibehemos Aretz Yesh Lomod Znius Michasul V'Hakein Harb. Says, I'm going to explain to you that famed Gemara and Erevin and this concept in other places, that the Torah, would it not mention Tznius, we would have learned it from the cat. Would it have not learned many of the mitos, it would have learned them from animals. What does that mean? It says, Hare Adavar Bor. It's clear to me, She'en HaChasol Mishtabech B'Tzniusso. The cat doesn't really get much benefit from its own modesty. Yosei Me'etarna Gola Parutz. It gets no more than a open rooster. Bashir Shigam Shnehem Hameshunim B'tivam Eno Mitzad Shinu Daitam Elechukei Ateva B'riyasam Miyotzer Ateva. Because they're just doing basically what their machine has been programmed to do. Mikol makom, anu lomdim yosir tznius michasol. But we, the onlookers, the sophisticated observers, learn tznius from a cat. Velo pritzus mitarnagol, ba'asher anachnu mevini midas enoshi. Because we learn through our intelligence. Sheteva zeh hu miskabel v'na yosir. That we know, oh, it's nice that this animal does this. It's nice that this animal does this. It's nice that this animal does it. Rak. Im lo hayinu roim. Bir yetznua me'olam. If we never saw a modest animal in our lives, lo hayinu mevinim sheyesh tznius. We might not have even been able to learn and certainly not internalize the concept of tznius, of modesty. Ata kishen anu royim birya snuya. When we see a modest animal, mita zomis kabeles al da'atenu, and this mita is acceptable to us, aleinu lilmod mimena. We should learn from it, right? You see somebody in the street doing something right, you want to follow. That makes sense. Kach hi chukei atera. This is the way that the chukim, the unintuitive nature of the ordinances of the Torah, operates. Bemes, this is really the line. Okay? Guys gotta really wake up for this line. This is a line you gotta have like a double espresso before you read this one. Oh, you're all looking ahead. Okay. Ein l'shabeach mitzvas ase shel kibud av ha'em shehu midas ha'chesed. You should not give any greater praise to the positive mitzvah of honoring your parents, which is the midah of chesed, of kindness, yosir mi mitzvas ase shel mechias amalek o ibud irani dachas shuach zorius. you should not give that any more credit than another mitzvah saseh of eradicating a malek or wiping out an irani dachas. Either of those are also a mitzvah saseh. And we have kibud horim, honoring your parents and wiping out a malek, in the same breath, in the same calculus, in the same evaluation, because they're just mitzvahs. And you were just soldiers. And if there's something to learn, wonderful. That doesn't change anything. Okay? Shneam and alachukim ugzeros minosei na Torah. They are ordinances and decrees from the giver of the Torah, Yisborach. Ela ba'ashir anu roim mitzvos kibud avim. However, when we see honoring parents, shehi miskabeles, I'll say, accepted through human logic, aleinu lomod imenu l'makom acher. We should endeavor to learn from it, from to another instance. Really, this is the nature of analysis for all times where a mitzvah is given a tam. It exists for the purposes of luring or enticing or persuading the seichel, the great logical mind of the human, toward appreciating the mida that is being taught. But it would be terrible to think that this is the real reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it. Who me, Amad, Besod Hashem, who can really be so hubristic to say that they know the secrets of God. Now, ultimately, we've explained that Kibud Av Va'Em has a little twist in the details of the Adama to show us that really there's a tam, I don't want to say a void, call it a tam gap, and that gap exists across the board with all mitzvahs. Now to our second question. Our second question is, why is it that in one instance we say Al HaAdama Asher Hashem Elokecha Nosen Lach, and the other one it says Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha Laman Yarichu Yamecha Laman Yitov Lach. Okay, says the Netziv, one is referring to Olam Hazeh and one is referring to Olam Abba. With respect to what we are reading this week, it says only that you'd have long life. This is talking about schar, which is awarded in this world. That's why the pasuk doesn't tell us how to do the mitzvah. Lo'olam scharab olam hazeh mishalom alvur gemilas chasadim. That comes from certain acts of loving kindness of gemilas chasadim. Avakan in Sefer Dvarim de mavtiach schar olam haba. This one says laman yarichu yamecha laman yitov lach laman yitov lach. If you do it specifically the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you, that will get you the great Ruchni Schar. So what does this mean? It means that by Sefer Shmos, that's talking about Olam Hazeh, and it has less requirements, less details, less elements and less instruction. So it's more open to your personal initiative. Not so for Sefer Dvarim. By Sefer Dvarim, this is talking about, it gives Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, and since it's Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, it means now that we're going to get a schar ruchni, a spiritual reward. And that spiritual reward is Olam Haba. And that's the second instance, and that's why we have it show up in two different instances and with slight variation. The Netziv's view with respect to Tamei Mitzvos is kind of out there, but here he seems to be taking the approach that is quite akin to that of the Bar Yevuchim and the Rambam. But there are other times where it seems like he takes the approach of the Tshuvas HaRashba, where he says even if you can grab one tam, you don't grab all the tam, and you can, if you can figure out one reason, you can't figure out all the reasons. Nevertheless, one thing is certain, is that the Netziv here is going through a quite involved endeavor to say that the mention of the land of Eretz Yisrael with respect to mitzvos is supposed to cue us in that even on this mitzvah, which seems like it would be so evident and obvious to us to do, this too is a chot. This too is an ordinance of God. This too is something that we do because we're soldiers, not because we're philosophers. Shkwech. Questions?
I think